This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, how do you do? How do you do? You, Y-O-U. This program is about you, and then the thoughts of my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington. By the way, I didn't give you the rock clock time. It's now 8 past the hour rock clock time. I'm going to get a chime. Richie, can we do like the old days in the radio? Let's see if there's a chime here. We used to have, it was ding-dong time. Let's see here. No, that's not it.
Okay, I liked that one. That was good.
Oh, there it is. Rock clock time. No, that's not good either. Hold on a second. Gotta be another one here.
Please hold on. Okay.
Oh. I have to go through this. Maybe not on the air. Okay.
So I hate to be asking stupid questions so soon after my arrival.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
The rock clock time. You have a new rock clock?
Yes. Victoria, tell Jennifer about the rock clock.
It's not what you think. It's The Rock, as in the actor. He has a new app, and it's called The Rock Clock.
Oh, sure. I heard about his app. A lot of people have his app.
Yeah. So, and it has 25 different alarm tones that you can set on your phone.
Yeah, he can wake you up, right?
Yep.
I wish you would wake me up.
Oh, believe me. All right. Well, Rock Clock time is now 9 past the hour on the Good Day program. Here's the quote of the day from the chief operating officer of Facebook named Sheryl Sandberg, who said, "You applied for an internship at Facebook and you got one at Google." That was her telling her story to a graduating class yesterday. She did okay as an intern at Google. Wouldn't you say, working her way up to, as an intern at Facebook. This is the story at this time of year that I think makes so much sense, and it is so different from what my experience was, but maybe Victoria, yours and Jennifer's, and maybe not with Richie so much, what people are doing now to get their jobs. Although it was the same in radio. We worked for practically nothing. My first job in radio, I got a
still
buck.
Interning.
85. Yes, you are. I got a buck 80. Excuse me, a buck 80. Oh, the allergies are absolutely horrible this year. Oh, my God. Anyway. I was getting $1.85, I think, as an intern at the second station I worked at. And Richie, I didn't forget. No, you didn't work as an intern because you were working somewhere else before you came into this. But I would tell you that
I was an intern at Z104 at Aero 94.7.
All right, but you did that, and did you get paid?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. All free.
Yeah. Okay.
Internships are important, I think. A lot of people end up...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You work your way into a job. I remember doing that on the farm. I used to work on the farm when I was a kid, 8, 9 years old, loved being on the farm. And Dan Phillips said to my mother, who was very concerned about me being around all that dirt, that I was working my way into a job. And
she's worried about the dirt. That's cute.
My mother was always worried about the dirt.
Six interns come in here starting next week.
Yeah. Right,
it'll be the awesome time of year. Then I have to watch what I say on breaks. Darn it! Oh,
really?
I know.
So the question is,
you too?
How? Huh?
You have to watch what you say on breaks. Too. Rich is always saying
mostly Doug.
Yeah.
Be careful when we have 19 and 22 year old interns walking around with the cue speaker turned up, and they can hear how we all talk during the breaks. I have to warn them.
Uh-huh. But mostly blames it on me.
Mostly you, yes.
Mostly you, yes. But the question is, how do internships fare now? Because I have noticed, and I'm not trying to throw stones at millennials, but a lot of millennials that go to college think that they they should come out of college straight into a job. Do internships still have the power that they did once they
paid now, and they weren't, they didn't used to be paid. They're paid now.
No.
Well, it depends.
You don't pay your interns?
No.
Wow. I know a lot of cases.
They get college credit, right?
They do get college credit, and we go through programs, through journalism programs here in D.C. Yeah. So, and we have people line up to get into, I mean, you're a radio network, it's better than filing papers at some law firm.
Right.
So people line up to get this internship.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. And you train around people who know what they're doing for the most part.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying?
The problem with, and this is answering Jennifer's question, with millennials, I've had a few interns, and everyone just assumes and expects to have a full-time job at the end of their internship.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Uh-huh. Like, when I interned, we were hopeful that we would get jobs, but it wasn't an expectation, and now it seems to be.
And if you are an intern, can I give you one piece of advice? Before you apply for any internship, go through your Facebook and Instagram pages and clean them up.
Yeah. Take off your pictures of your drunken party last night, please.
Yeah. Because we look at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it may determine whether you get that internship or not.
Yep. See, and that's why people have Snapchat, because then they can post their drunken pictures and you can't see them, Rich.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the place for it.
We have an ongoing Twitter discussion, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. So if you have something to say, adding it to the conversation, that'd be very cool. And speaking of conversation, those of you who want to hear the conversation now have at least three different and new ways to listen to the program when you're on the go. Go to TalkStreamLive.com, or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile app. If you don't have a smartphone, all you have to do is go to the listen line, which I think has been cleaned up since we first started. The first few comments I heard about this were not great, but I think they're okay now because a lot of people went there to test it out. Maybe that's why it didn't work. Richie, have you used this again lately? 605-477-3712.
We've been on TalkStream Live for years.
Yeah, right. And that's frankly underscoring that. If you want to save your data and there's no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes, and you can't, if you're like me and you don't always carry a smartphone with you, I have one, but I don't take it with me for the most part. I can listen on my flip phone. All I got to do is
variety.
Call 605.
Crank that up.
Oh, would you please?
I'm good to go for the next 45 minutes.
Also,
hi.
Are you done now? 605. I have to rethink this whole thing about these kids, Richie. 605.
Kids, I love you. Say it again.
605-477-3712 saves your data, or if you're Chuck Curry, your dater. And there's no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can listen to me exclusively. There's a filter. Take out Victoria, take out Jennifer, and it's just me. You want to listen to that? 605-477-3712.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
You. The road, nothing else. This is what it's like to start your legend on an Indian motorcycle. And now for a limited time, we'll add $1,500 to your trade-in value, plus $1,000 in accessory and apparel credit. Go ahead. The road is calling. Indian Motorcycle. Be legendary. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada and subject to credit approval. Trade-in allowance and accessory credit valid on select 2016 models. Good through 5/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear helmets. Never drink and ride.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Hi, this is the Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Rahm Emanuel announced plans for a civilian-run police watchdog group in New York over in New York. Thank you. In Chicago, might be one in New York too, but he's got enough on his hands in Chicago. All these shootings in the past year. So the plans were announced to scrap a police review board in favor of a civilian investigative agency. What kind of a soap opera is that going to be? My God.
Pure
chaos.
Task
Force released a scathing report last week of the Independent Police Review Authority. It's staffed by former police. What do you think is going to happen when they review themselves? Come on. The Blue Code of Silence, that was called? Isn't that, that's...
I review myself all the time. It goes like this. Right. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah. It's like the Justice Department, right? The Justice Department reviewing the Clinton administration for, I mean, the Obama administration for something. I mean, what do you think they're going to, what are they going to do for you? Nothing. All right. This is something that I'm actually starting to laugh out loud about. The first time I heard it, I thought, oh, come on, you guys. This is the best you've got? Washington Post dug up an old recording of a phone call where Donald Trump is John Miller.
From okay. 1991.
Yeah. This is it. Hello. Wait a minute. Let me check the rock clock. It's 19 past the hour on May 16th, 2016. This is the best you guys can come up with?
Good. I was in, like, the fifth grade.
God.
Now I can have children that are in fifth grade, just that way.
But please. No, not please. This shows you how low they will go. Okay, so that's the Post. The New York Times published a story featuring interviews today with a lot of women who've dealt with Trump personally over the years. They don't all have great things to say about him. You know what? Richie's probably got people that work for him over the years that don't have great things to say for about him. I can give you one in this past year. It doesn't have much good to say about me. So, but has it got anything to do with something that would be out of line? No. It's just that we didn't agree on how to perform in the job. So, you know, did anybody say he made advances? Is there any of that here?
I haven't seen any of that.
And, you know, I haven't seen that.
It's so weird because, you know, the calling
so
of
the
racist
nothing.
And sexist, none of that came out until he started running against a
right.
Democrat.
I mean, are you, like, you I mean, you know, a guy like that, with all that money,
that.
If
right.
you, with all that dough, I mean, you don't think women, if they had a grievance against him, you don't think Gloria Allred would have a client list 15 miles long if he was like Bill Cosby?
Right.
So.
I agree. Yeah, totally.
21 after and good day.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. you can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ooh, what a great pop song from the Supremes lead singer Diana Ross. She still belts them out like that when she's in concert. After speculation about her well-being and the condition of her health, she looked totally fine. Went on a shopping spree over the weekend in Bee Hills, Jen Jen. She's heading out on the road, I think at the beginning of June, starting in Calgary, continuing to tour through the U.S. in June, July, and August.
Have you seen her live before?
I have actually never seen her live. I've always had this sort of up and down on her. I love her music. I love the way the Supremes sounded. She's good in person, but man, is she a diva. Woo-wee.
Yeah. Got a little diva in her? Come on.
You and Victoria.
How many costume changes do you do in one show, Jen? Do you go from bathrobes, PJs?
Every 10 minutes. It's her expectation in public, sort of, the way she wants to be treated in public or in the pursuit of her goal. It's just that you separate the personality from the music. I can love the music and not think much. We were just talking about the rock, by the way. The rock clock time is 25 past the hour on Good Day. You probably should put that. Did you put that on the Twitter feed, Victoria, what the rock clock is?
I will put it up there, yeah, for our
text
story.
The rock clock? Yep. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so she has a horrible reputation of being very difficult to get along with and not a very pleasant human being. Mm. But does that take away from her singing? For me, it doesn't. But the reason we said what I said about Rock, the Rock is a human being who has done very well, deserves to do well.
It makes him like him even more.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So I don't like Diana Ross and what I know about her personally, but I love her music. Rock, I love his movies, and I love him.
Are you going to see him in Babe Watch?
I probably will go see that, probably by myself, but I'll go see it.
I'll go with you.
Will you? Okay. All right, so anyway, next up, musically speaking here, the lady from the Ukraine who won the Eurovision Song Contest, Jamala, is that how you pronounce her name?
Jamala? Yeah.
Jamala, crowned the top prize winner. This is a very interesting music contest.
Because
Stockholm, Sweden, Saturday night. Justin Timberlake is there. This is the first non-sporting live TV event all around the world.
It's so massive.
Celine Dion got started, Olivia Newton-John, ABBA, Julio Iglesias. Most watched live entertainment program of the year.
All right, so it's so bizarre.
Jamala. So it's called 1944.
She goes in and out of English and, I guess, Ukraine.
She's from the Ukraine. So there, Putin, you pig. I don't think she said that, though, on TV, did she?
She's still alive, so I'm guessing no.
Probably not, yeah. No. That's interesting. What an interesting array of people. ABBA, Julio Iglesias, Olivia Newton-John, Celine Dion coming from this.
Have you ever seen any of the parts of this show?
No.
It is. It's like a Japanese game show. It's the most bizarre.
Really?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's so bizarre and weird.
Did
and
you
it's
watch
like the
it?
Olympics.
Did
I saw some of this year, yeah.
Really?
It's just it's like the Summer Olympics opening ceremony for every performance. Like
yeah,
it's just
all,
crazy.
Everything shooting stars everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's and the performances I think are terrible. I mean, this song is like awful, but this wins.
Yeah. Well, there you go. No account for taste.
Sounds like a banshee.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, my first book, or one of my first books was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his two dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudy at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I like Chinese food.
Victoria's benefit.
Oh, yes.
And this show's history is when Eric Idle was on this show, and Doug was sitting right next to him in a studio in L.A., and Doug was just like, just go ahead, have a little, you know, have a good time. And Doug could not stop laughing, but I had to hit the drop button every 8 seconds for when
he
was on.
One of the most hysterical.
He is the funniest
moments
guy.
I have ever spent on this program. I wish. Do we have that whole thing?
No.
I had to drop that. I can't play that anymore. I had to dump it.
I'm just sitting here remembering it. I was
and then
hysterical.
He says, no, not that. Another song. And then the next song I had to dump.
Yeah. He was so. And this is like, what was it? 4 o'clock in the morning, LA time.
Yeah.
He was. And he hadn't been to bed. He brought his guitar up, and we just sat there, and I could have gone with the guy for hours. He was
funny.
Hysterical. Just so.
It was really funny.
Just a funny bugger. And he had that straight deadpan look on it, like, what am I doing that's wrong? I can't remember laughing as hard as I did that morning. I had some. That was a great studio, and I had a lot of great people come up there. They won't come when I do this studio, obviously. The only person I think I ever brought into my home was Greg Gumbel. Greg Gumbel. Greg Grunberg. Greg Gumbel, never. I have.
Brian Gumbel, not so much.
No, I have a studio in my house in Los Angeles, like I do here in Massachusetts. And I don't mean in this studio. People could come up here and visit with me if they wanted to. But I had the Gumbel. There I am again. Why am I doing that?
Grunberg.
Grunberg and I were on a trip to Israel. We became quite friendly, and he was plugging something. I don't even remember what it was. I said, why don't you come over and be my co-host for a morning? And he says, yeah, yeah. So he's got this Dodge Charger he comes rumbling up the street in. And this was, what, 3 o'clock in the morning. And he stayed
awesome.
With me for like 2 or 3 hours, and we had a lot of fun. But, you know, when I had the studio, and I actually went to a real studio there on 6th and Broadway, we had a lot of people that would come up there, and because Los Angeles, like New York, the entertainers are up all night long, and it was just fun. And he was by far one of the silliest, funniest people I have ever talked to on the radio. Anyway, we started 5 minutes ago with a focus on the Chinese, and the reason that I wanted to do that, not necessarily to go down this street, this is the anniversary of the start of the Cultural Revolution. 50 years ago today, actually, I think it was May 5th when it was really May 1st, May 5th. But then when everything started to really get going, it took a couple of weeks for them to get things in gear. Mao Zedong reviving communist goals, enforcing the egalitarianism that is pretty much ignored by the Chinese media today. I remember studying that stuff when I was in college and wondering what there was, if there was anything good at all, because I came with that bias. You heard the word communism and right away, nothing is good in communism. What could possibly come from communism that was any good? And although there's not much, there are a few things that came out of it. But you see them, as you fast forward 50 years, they couldn't make it. Somehow or other, somebody figured out, and it wasn't during the Mao era. It was certainly much later than that. It was, what, last 20 years or so, 25 years? That the people that were running it said, wait a minute, if we keep running things the way they are, there's going to be a revolution like there has been pretty much everywhere else in the world where there was communism, so we better think about it in a different way. So they tried to combine, not particularly well, but they've done it to a point, putting capitalism together with communism, and you see what has happened. We certainly have embraced them, and we've spent all this money buying their products, so they've got lots of dough, so they loan it back to us. It's a really interesting and rather vicious circle that we find ourselves in. But now that we've gotten wise to what junk they make, a lot of stuff is, you know, the sales of it slowing down, so things in the economy in China are slowing down. And it just is it's a wake-up call to the people who are there who were getting used to becoming sort of nouveau riche, and capitalist in a sense, buying cars and houses and things that we associate with supposed Western success. And now they don't know what to do because the economy is falling apart. The government's really nervous because, you know, now that all these people have had a taste of the good life and it's kind of falling, it's not crumbling, but it's not doing well. So what are they going to do to keep the controls? They've kept the controls because they gave them enough for it to be dangerous. And now it is dangerous and they don't know what to do. I wouldn't put money on there being communism in China in 10 years at all. I think there'll be another cultural revolution because I don't see that they have become smart enough to figure out where they went. They've done just exactly the Japanese. The Japanese are in complete doldrums because they, with our help, once again, another society that had our help after World War II, and we felt guilty about blowing the hell out of their island. So we send all of our, we send aid over there. We give them money to rebuild their cities, rebuild the country, and they turn around and use it to put a lot of American businesses out of business. But that didn't last. What would we say? I don't even know if any of you were around when it first got started. But Richie, you certainly were around during the age when Japanese products were the rage.
Oh, the Walkman.
Everything was made in Japan.
The Walkman?
The Walkman. I remember my first Walkman.
Yeah. Well, but that was it. And there were big companies that came out of it. Sony certainly was a big company that survived.
Right.
And now they are just stuck because they don't know what to do. After they copied everything that was done everywhere else and made it cheaper, now that's gone because the Chinese outsmarted them in that. Now the Chinese are being outsmarted by whoever. And if Trump is right, not to bring politics into this necessarily, but if Trump gets elected and is able somehow or other to change the tax structure, watch the American economy explode. I can't see anything else but that happening. If you can lower the tax, if you get to the Panama Papers and all this other stuff as to how it affects. And by the way, I still haven't seen any American companies or individuals on that list. Have you? Anybody seen
them? There were a few. Yeah.
Yeah, but not many. It wasn't like the rest of the world.
I can't name them, but there were there.
What, was your father on it?
It came out. There were more.
Yeah.
I wish. That would mean he has something to hide.
There were a bunch that came out over the weekend. Lots of New York real estate moguls.
Okay. Wall Street people. And what real estate? Yeah, okay.
Haven't really seen a lot about Wall Street people, but more like art collectors, a lot of actors, actresses, Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter movies.
That's funny.
But not serious people like you. Yeah, it's not a serious thing.
It's not
thing.
Who you think. Right.
No, because the way that the business have done it is legal, but still putting all that money offshore means that it's not contributing to advancing our way of life, our industry, our resources, and so.
I'd be curious to know the people hiding their money, who they're voting for president.
I wouldn't be voting for Hillary if I were that.
Well, if they're hiding their money, they can't vote for Bernie, can they? I mean, my goodness.
Not have anything to show for it at the end of the day. I don't think so. 44 past the hour. TV report next on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Memorial Day is around the corner, but travel expert Michelle Gerson says there's still time to find last-minute deals.
Memorial Day airfares are about 10% cheaper than last year. Some top destinations, according to OneTravel.com, for inexpensive airfare include Miami, Cancun, Orlando. And OneTravel.com is a great site that specializes in low-cost airfares. Unlike their competitors, OneTravel.com has live agents you can call to book your flights, cars, hotels, and other needs. And if you book before the end of the month with the promo code SUMMER16, you'll get $20 off.
Any advice about packing?
I love Viaggi bags because they fold small enough to fit into your other luggage so you can bring home souvenirs. The zip sack looks like a soft briefcase, but it opens into a duffel bag, and the Contempo carry-ons and big bags fold flat and fit under the bed. All Viaggi's luggage have four wheels, and they're durable, water-resistant nylon fabric. Go to Biagi.com, that's B-I-A-G-G-I, and if you buy before the end of the month, you'll get 30% off and free shipping.
For more, go to videopump.tv.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivery download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There was 57 channels in another mouth. 57 channels in another mouth. 57 channels in another mouth.
47 at the hour is the rock clock. What rock talk? Rock clock time.
Rock clock.
The story from L.A., Jen Jen. KTLA is an independent TV station in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of news, local news, and they've come under fire. They forced a meteorologist to cover up with a gray cardigan sweater on air live because
this was
viewers...
so bizarre. Yeah, Liberty Chan is her name.
Yeah.
And she does the weather on the weekends. And, of course, as most meteorologists are in L.A., very pretty girl. Can't say she's, like, overwhelmingly, like, buxom. It's not like anything was sticking out where it shouldn't have been. But apparently they were getting tweets and calls into KTLA saying, this girl looks like she's ready for a nightclub, not the Saturday morning news. So the co-anchor of the show, Chris Burrows, walked up to her while she was on the air and handed her a sweater to cover up, and she actually made a comment on the air. Well, now I feel like a librarian. It was really weird, awkward, uncomfortable, and bizarre.
Listen, here's the here is this lady, Liberty Chan.
Liberty.
This is Liberty. This is how it sounded when she was given the sweater.
Even into tomorrow. What's going on? You want me to put this on? Why? Because it's cold?
I'm getting a lot of emails.
What?
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
Okay.
That's
right. I look like a librarian now. I need
that works.
Yeah.
What in the name of God are people thinking about?
Haven't turned
their that's the most important
for a few minutes.
I'm like, that's
thing.
Exactly what I was going to say, Richie. Have
the
you ever
worst?
Seen Sabado Gigante or whatever the heck
no,
that is?
No, forget that. Watch the weather on Telemundo.
And there's no, these women are wearing
it
nothing.
Looks like a strip club.
My God.
Worst right. thing is they didn't have the female co-host do it. The male co-host did it. It was so weird.
50 past the hour.
Ding.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus here with an update on a lot of the information that you are going to be reading more about or hearing about. I suppose the update on Zika, the Zika virus. What are we going to have?
Doug, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Dermatology Edition this week. The problem with diagnosing Zika is the virus shares many characteristics with other illnesses. Symptoms are usually mild and short-lived, lasting 2 to 7 days, but Zika exposure in pregnancy raises the risk for microcephaly. This is a serious birth defect affecting a baby's head and brain size. Zika also is associated with Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is a rare nervous system illness. The U.S. mainland has seen just 472 cases, all contracted outside the country, but the CDC is predicting Zika-carrying mosquitoes will threaten the Gulf states, including Florida, Louisiana, and Texas, by this summer. Zika rashes, they present as tiny, closely set red bumps that spread from the upper to the lower half of the body over several days. The tiny red patches also tend to appear on the roof of the mouth, and eyes may appear bloodshot, though not all patients will have all of these symptoms. Ultimately, your doctor will need blood and or urine samples to confirm the presence of the Zika virus. The urine test seems to be very promising, so we may be able to avoid blood soon. With no known treatment for vaccine for Zika, Doug, we recommend long long-sleeved clothing and deep-laced repellent to limit risk or avoid regions where the virus is circulating.
You know, isn't it interesting how the news media and its cycles are so obvious when it comes to this? Zika was the big deal. It got screaming headlines, people saying, what are we going to do about this? It'd be the end of the world. And now, I haven't, other than you talking about this, I haven't heard a word about this for weeks.
Well, down here in Florida, people are talking about it because there are continuously new cases, and there is this great concern. The CDC is stating that we're going to see this here in Florida this summer.
All right, Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, and as so, when we're having conversations, especially about heart disease, things of the heart, circulation, et cetera, there's a lot of credibility in what he suggests is the answer to particular questions. This heartburn drug that is not good, apparently. What drug are we talking about here?
Exactly. Nexium. This is out of circulation research. Heart disease, kidney disease, and dementia have all been linked to long-term PPIs, the proton pump inhibitor usage, and such drugs as Nexium over-the-counter. You've used them. We may now understand why it appears that prolonged exposure to these drugs leads to premature biological aging of the cells that line the interior of the blood vessels. They're called endothelial cells. Physicians should consider PPIs only for short-term use for relief of symptoms of GE reflux disease.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Stay away from the proton, what do you call them, pump, what are those?
Inhibitors, long-term. Short-term, it's okay, but these are not meant to be taken permanently.
I've only used them short-term.
You're fine.
I'll tell you something that I do use long-term, and because of your advice, a lot of other people are using Super Beats as well. What message do you have for people who are concerned about their blood pressure, especially, and what they have to be concerned about after Super Beats versus before Super Beats?
Well, this is fine and safe for long-term use, because if you don't, you'll have a deficient level of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the third important gas that your body continuously must make. And as we get older, if we don't have enough building blocks to make the nitric oxide, we'll be deficient in it. And Super Beats or Neo 40 is the way to get the building blocks. And this is from Nobel Prize winning research. The body needs to continuously have a supply of nitric oxide to spray the blood vessels to open it up so that the red blood cells can move through, delivering the oxygen from head to toe. Without it, the whole body doesn't work properly.
Take Dr. Ken's advice. Order Super Beats now, 800-655-4183. And with your new order, you'll get a 30-day supply free of Super Beats. This is terrific energy, terrific safety for your body. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice every day. 800-655-4183.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC-branded oral antihistamines.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.